Sometimes I look out this window and I see him playing on the street with the neighborhood boys. I see how they push him around, take his toys from him, give him a shove here, a whack there. And you know, he never fights back. Never. He just drops his head and... So he's not violent, Rahim Khan said. That's not what I mean, Rahim, and you know it, Baba shot back. There's something missing in that boy. Yes, a mean streak. Self-defense has nothing to do with meanness. You know what always happens when the neighborhood boys tease him? Hassan steps in and fends them off. I've seen it with my own eyes. And when they come home, I say to him, how did Hassan get that scrape on his face? And he says, oh, he fell down. I'm telling you, Rahim, there's something missing in that boy. You just need to let him find his way, Rahim Khan said. And where is he headed? Baba said. A boy who won't stand up for himself becomes a man who can't stand up to anything. As usual, you're oversimplifying. Well, I don't think so. You're angry because you're afraid he'll never take over the business for you. Now who's oversimplifying? Baba said. Look, I know there's a fondness between you and him, and I'm happy about that. Envious, but happy. I mean that. He needs someone who understands him, because God knows I don't. But something about Amir troubles me in a way that I can't express. It's like I could see him searching, reaching for the right words. He lowered his voice, but I heard him anyway. If I hadn't seen the doctor pull him out of my wife with my own eyes, I'd never believe he's my son. The next morning, as he was preparing my breakfast, Hassan asked if something was bothering me. I snapped at him, told him to mind his own business. Rahim Khan had been wrong about the mean streak thing.